Elise Stefanik quietly builds robust support for UN ambassador confirmation. By Wendell Hussebo on December 6, 2024. UN ambassador nominee Elise Stefanik Senate confirmation appears almost certain. Stefanik has quietly resumed courtesy calls in the last few days with key senators who will vote on her nomination to be the leader of the United States delegation to the United Nations. Positive meetings between cabinet nominees and senators are essential to the Senate confirmation process. Just this week, Stefanik met with 25 Republican senators. In total, she has met with 36 senators of the 53 total in the incoming Senate. She has met with Katie Britt, Mark Wayne Mullen, Jim Banks, Tim Scott, Shelley Capito, Steve Daines, Marsha Blackburn, Mitch McConnell, John Barrasso, Susan Collins, Tommy Tuberville, Chuck Grassley, Ted Cruz, Mike Rounds, John Hoeven, Rick Scott, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Dan Sullivan, Mike Lee, David McCormick, Lindsey Graham, Bernie Moreno, John Kennedy, Ted Budd, James Lankford, Joni Ernst, Kevin Cramer, John Boozman, Pete Ricketts, Eric Schmidt, Roger Wicker, Bill Hagerty, and John Curtis, as well as Senate Leader John Thune and Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Jim Risch. Stefanik's nomination appears to be gaining bipartisan support. Democrat Senator John Fetterman endorsed Stefanik and stated he looks forward to voting yes for her nomination to continue a strong and unapologetic pro-Israel position. Stefanik has promised to champion President-elect Donald Trump's peace through strength foreign policy at the UN, an institution that is badly in need of reform and oversight. President Trump's America First Peace Through Strength national security will bring back needed strength and leadership to the world stage, Stefanik told Breitbart News in a statement. In just 2 weeks, I have met with over half of the Republican Senate and look forward to continuing to work to earn support through the confirmation process to deliver on President Trump's national security priorities at the UN. The positive meetings come after Stefanik previewed her agenda in November at the Endowment for Middle East Truth's annual dinner. I will stand up for President Trump's America First Peace Through Strength policies and bring moral truth and crystal clear moral clarity at the United Nations on day one, Stefanik declared. Stefanik cited examples of the UN's misdeeds, including UN Women, an official arm of the United Nations focused on promoting gender equality and women's empowerment, deleting a post condemning Hamas's October 7 attack, certain activities of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, some of whose staff members were reportedly involved in Hamas's attack, and the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs pushing data from the Gaza Health Ministry, an agency of the Hamas government. Stefanik rose to prominence in 2021 after replacing Liz Cheney as House Conference Chair. She then played a pivotal part in the Republican effort to retake control of the House during the 2022 midterms. Earlier this year, the New York Congresswoman was the leading Republican focused on rooting out anti-Semitism on college campuses. Watch, Elise Stefanik rips into Harvard President Claudine Gay over anti-Semitism. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.